Don't start the clock till I get the introductory remarks out of the way.
You're testing the waters here, man.
This is cruel. This is my daughter putting my name into a hat.
Oh! I just want...
And she'll pay. And she says, I go, I got nothing. I got no story. And she says, yeah, tell them about the Floyd story. Floyd. And I got to say, that did happen, Liz, on the solstice. That did happen. So I guess it kind of qualifies as a Christmas story. If you took all the days of my life that I've not owned a dog, it doesn't come to a year. And just so you know where I'm coming from on this, I acquired a 100-pound German Shepherd when I was in college, living in the dorms. His name became Sigmund Floyd. And Floyd, psychology major, Floyd was a good dog. Floyd was a smart dog. Floyd was a tremendous dog. Floyd had one flaw, however. I managed to get kicked out of the dorms, and I got an apartment, and then I graduated from college, and then TRW hired me, and I traveled all over the country, and I had apartments, and I had this wake of angry landlords behind me because Floyd would dig holes. He dug holes in every yard I ever rented. And I tried everything. I'd fill the hole with water and stick his head in the hole, and it didn't work. I put pepper in the hole. Dug a bigger hole. I was so mad at him once I put him in the garbage can and rolled him down the driveway. It didn't stop, no matter where I went. All right, so hit the fast forward button. Now we're at the solstice, Liz. And I'm living in a house in the country with a roommate, Tom, who's pretty understanding because I got Floyd. And we heat with wood. And we don't have a lot of wood. And this is upstate New York. You need a lot of wood. And I remember this. We're cutting down trees. And about a quarter mile from the house in the field. And Tom has just felled one, and I'm cutting another one, and it comes down, and I'm clearing the branches off, and Tom's across the field, and I hear his chainsaw stop, and I hear the tree creak and groan, and then I hear Tom go, Floyd! Floyd! And I look, and there's the tree coming down, and there's Floyd digging a hole, and bam! Right in the hole he was digging is now pinned Floyd. We go running over with the chainsaws. I mean, I'm telling you. I'm going to need that. And we're nervous. We're upset. We're scared. And, oh, my God. And we're cutting branches away from the tree so we can then cut the tree into sections so then we can roll the tree off of Floyd, which we do. And Floyd gets up, and he falls down. And Floyd stands up, and he falls down. And I'm thinking, oh, man, we broke his back. We're going to have to kill him. All we got are chainsaws. At that point, I take off my hat, I throw it to the ground, and I remember uttering something that had to do with Christmas and Jesus Christ, and I don't know what, and Floyd gets up, and he runs a quarter mile across the field under the front porch at the house. We leave the chainsaws, we go over, and it's like 3 p.m, Liz, it's the solstice, there's not much light left. This is upstate New York, and next thing you know, it's dark. I'm under the porch, pulling him out by his front paws, getting him out from underneath the thing. Oh, my God. Floyd, are you okay? You know, he's got a knot on his head about the size of this, and here's the Christmas present. Never dug another hole. Fine. If only I thought of that.
You know it's going to be a good story when the guy comes up with a drink in his hand.